Here we go. Our first live mock draft of this draft season, a 7-round 49ers mock draft. We're doing this live. Hello to everybody who's going to be jumping in live with us on YouTube to select all 7 rounds for the San Francisco 49ers in the upcoming NFL draft right now.
Let's go.
You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers. Brian Peacock and Eric Crocker with you at PD Peacock at Eric underscore Crocker. Thanks for making us your first listen right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. Croc, this is going to be a fun episode.
And it is.
I'm counting on the listeners, our area scouts, to help us out in the chat. I see it filling up already. People are getting pumped. And yeah, as Raphael says, you got to hit that subscribe button, hit the thumbs up if you're joining us live, and make sure you're writing and rating and reviewing and thumbs up and on any of the apps you listen to the Locked On 49ers podcast on. But we are doing it up here. We have a live mock draft simulation happening right now. Croc, we're going through all 7 rounds. I think we got to get some ground rules out of the way. We're going to lean on, and look, I think in a real, I don't know how you feel about this, Croc. I kind of want to wear the GM hat. Are you okay with being assistant GM?
Oh,
or do
yeah,
you want to go over the top of me and go like vice president and maybe have the role on top of me, even though I am going to oversee the draft? Or do you want me to defer to you because you are the host of Locked On NFL Draft, you know, so you have that clout right now.
You can be GM. I'll be assistant GM. And then next week or next time we do this, we'll switch roles.
Okay, so we'll do a worse mock next week is what you're trying to say.
Better mock.
And we're going to utilize our area scouts here. And I don't know how much. I don't know how many. Really how much an NFL GM listens to his area scouts. I feel like they tell him to shut up during the draft, the actual draft. And it's like, okay, you wrote your reports, you ran around the country, you did your thing. Now be quiet and I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to make my picks and I've got your input. Thank you. But we're going to lean a little bit more on the input of our listeners, especially if we're not sure. You know, if we're split, I want to see what the folks think out there, see what they like. Maybe they've got an angle that we're not sure. So give those quick scout reports if you like a certain player who is on the clock when we are selecting. Okay, we got to get going in this thing, Croc. Here's another thing. We're going to use the Pro Football Focus mock draft simulator to do this. It's a clean, very clean. And I think they allow trades. So I'm feeling like maybe we got to see who's on the board a little bit earlier in round two. Niners have 9 draft picks. I think we can see who's there. Maybe we can see if there's a deal that makes sense to us. If not, we'll roll with the picks that we have. And if we don't want to move up or down at 61, maybe it'll be, you know, pick 93. Maybe it'll be later in the draft that we want to maneuver as we see the board develop for us as we do this thing.
I like it. I like it.
Good. I'm glad my AGM is on board with that plan. Without further ado, let's pull it up here and get this live mock draft rolling. As you can see, the mock draft simulator is coming up right now. Vic says not ideal. Oh, this is going to be very ideal today. I don't like your attitude right now, Vic. This is going to be a fantastic. Oh, here we go. Yeah, Spy the Danger says, any chance the Niners trade up in around 2 or 3? I think there is a chance. There's a definite chance. Croc, you think 9 rookies are going to make the 49ers roster this year?
I don't think so. And I mean, think about how many times have the 49ers not made a trade on draft day in the early rounds. I mean that I think they've definitely made way more trades than not throughout drafts.
You saw what they did last year. They couldn't even wait for the draft before they got crazy with the trades. The year before, John Lynch traded literally all 7 of their original draft picks. The Niners didn't draft a single time 2 years ago at their original selections in 2020. Or was that last year in 2021?
That might have been 2021 because you traded for probably 2021 because they traded. They traded for Lance, traded up. Then they traded back for Banks. Then they traded back up for Sermon. So, yeah, it probably was that draft.
All right. Here we go. We might not move that much, but we've got some opportunity to move here. So let's jump into the draft screen here at the PFF Draft Simulator. And it's going to be a little while. So let's get this draft started. And then I think we'll stop it maybe in the early second round portion, mid to early second, and see how it's looking and see if there's an opportunity for the 49ers to maybe go up and get a prospect. So here we go. We are off and running. Aiden Hutchinson, number one overall. Okay, we got Malik Willis going 11. There's the first quarterback off the board.
Wow, to Washington. Makes sense, though.
All right, we're going to pause this thing right about now. Here we go. We are at pick 43. The Atlanta Falcons are on the clock. This might be a little early, but I picked this as a place to stop. I see a lot of names flying off the board already. And, yeah, so let's see the last few picks. Desmond Ritter went to, ooh, I like
the
that.
Colts, I like it, too, yeah.
Matt Corral to the Seahawks. That doesn't scare me. Does that scare? That's the other thing. If the Seahawks draft any of these quarterbacks, are you really worried about that team? Like maybe Willis, if he turns into Max, what Malik Willis could be if they get him at 9, say. But you know, I wouldn't be worried about the Drew Lock Matt Corral tandem if I'm the 49ers.
Real quick, who did Jacksonville take first overall?
They went Aiden Hutchinson.
So they went edge back to back.
Oh, they went edge. You're right. Yeah, Kayvon Thibodeau, too.
Well, no, I'm saying Jacksonville because they drafted Boye Mafe. Right.
That's what, yeah. And then Boye Mafe went at the first pick of the third round. Interesting. Hard up for some edge there were the Jacksonville Jaguars.
When you look at players available, who are you thinking at this pick? Like if you were to trade up to pick 43 right now?
Oh, well, I see George Pickens just went off the board. I like George Pickens as someone that could get close to the 49ers selection. I'd be looking edge. I'd be looking offensive line. Dr. Steve Brule here says Nick Benito. I think I would not move up for Nick Benito, but he could be a situational rusher. He's so small, 240 pounds, 6'3", 240. That's not real big, but that's probably what you're looking at. You're not looking at a complete every down end if you're getting all the way to pick 61. Petrie's still on the board. Christian Watson is definitely still on the board and probably who I would be looking at here, Croc. I know Daxton Hill we talked about as a player that we liked. Let's see here. Let's see what it would take to get up here to number 43 with the Falcons. We might have to let it roll a little bit further. But if the 49ers sent 105 and 61, PFF is telling us that's only about a 15% chance of being accepted.
Wow.
Is it worth it to go 93 and 61? That might be a little rich at this point, right?
It's a little rich, but, you know, you got to move back 12 spots. Well, not even move back. I mean, maybe can you see if you can get a late round pick in return?
All right. So
can you get pick 151?
Well, that's a 33% chance of being accepted. We could offer the trade. It's only a 62% chance of being accepted just with 61 and 93. What if we were at 105 and like 134? It's about the same as going just 93. Denver's pick. Okay. I think we let it roll a little bit. This is a little too early. What do you think?
I
don't want to pay this much. Yeah. All right. We're going to resume draft just for a bit. Okay. Where are we at now? We're at pick 47 with Washington. Hold on, let's keep going. It's going fast. I want to make sure I don't go too far down the list. Okay, here we go. Ooh, I like this. The Pittsburgh Steelers at 52. I think this is doable. I think this is a doable area. Let's see who just jammed off the board. Okay, Christian. Oh, Nick Benito did go. Sky Moore.
Oh, a lot of people like Sky Moore, receiver.
Mm-hmm. He's got some run after catch. That might be a Kyle Shanahan prototype right there with Sky Moore. I'm thinking, though. Oh, yeah, there's some good players left on the board here. Okay, let's see what this might look like. If we're going up to 52 from 61, would 105 get it done? Oh, 105 would get it done. What about 134?
Dang, that drastically dropped off.
Yeah, 10 picks makes a huge difference. I do think Christian Watson's still on the board. Let's offer this 52% chance. They might turn it down. Then maybe we'll sweeten it. They accepted. The 49ers are on the clock using a fourth-round pick to go up to pick number 52, Jalen Petrie is on the board. We're going to have a conversation here, Croc. We got Jalen Petrie on the board. We've got your guy, Roger McCreary, on the board. I don't know if corner is the biggest need for the 49ers right now. Drake Jackson, bendy edge rusher, is still there. I like where we're going with this because I don't know if any of those players makes it down to the 49ers. Do you swing on a running back? Oh, the best running back in the draft is still there. I would say no to that. Jalen Tolbert, a deep threat wide receiver, and PFF doesn't have him ranked very high, but Christian Watson is sitting here on the board as well. And I don't think he would be getting to the 49ers next pick. And in most of the simulations I see, in most of the mock drafts I see, he goes pretty darn quick if he is still available there. Dylan Parham is a good, really athletic interior offensive lineman, guard, center type of a prospect. I'm going to let you ponder on this. I'm going to let the listeners ponder on this before we make our first selection, because this is important. This is going to set us in line for the rest of our mock draft here. Then we'll go a little bit faster. But I want to tell the folks out there about Bet Online. And yeah, they got draft props at Bet Online. After months of playing college basketball, there has been a Final Four determined, which will let us know who the national championship is going to be coming up later on this week. Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports information, from all the latest odds, contests, and player props. You name it, BetOnline remains the best spot for not only sports betting, but sports developments, information, and news this season. Not just football and basketball. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. So get over to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action at BetOnline, where the game starts. Thanks for making Locked On 49ers your first listen every day. Make sure you're following Locked On NFL. A lot of draft coverage coming up on Locked On NFL. Locked On experts covering the biggest stories around the league every Monday through Friday in less than 30 minutes. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, just like this very program. All right, Croc, have you thought about it for a second? I think the area scouts are unanimous just about in looking at reuniting Trey Lance with his college wide receiver. It might not be the top need for the 49ers. I do think they need a wide receiver. They have their starters in place, but Deshaun Watson is leading as far as the votes from the area scouts. I've seen some votes for Parham.
I hear them.
Second is Jalen Petrie. And Croc, if I'm not mistaken, you're not the biggest Petrie guy, right?
Well, I like him, but not to the extent of everyone else.
And not to this extent of trading up to get him. If he falls to 61, you like it?
Correct. There is a guy I see on the board that I do like.
McCreary?
Oh. Well, yeah, I mean, I like him, but.
Okay.
So there's two guys here. There's Cameron Thomas, San Diego State edge rusher.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamari Saylor. He's a guard or tackle out of Georgia.
Out of Georgia. Yeah. Big guard, probably move inside and play, or big tackle, kind of move inside and play guard, right?
Yeah. I think he played more guard than tackle at Georgia. But.
Okay. Ooh, tackle guard flexibility could be a need. Might need an emergency right guard or right tackle.
Also, Alec Pierce, man, I think he's tailor made for a slot. Like, and the 49ers don't have a real legit, like, slot receiver. I think Alec Pierce fits that role extremely well.
Alec Pierce still on the board, ranked just behind Christian Watson here. If you don't go wide receiver, I don't know if Alec Pierce makes it to the third round. I think Pierce is a third round guy. I think Watson's a second round guy all day. I'm leaning toward Christian Watson, Croc. What do you think?
All right,
let's go outscore some people. You want to go outscore some people?
Yeah, you go out, score guys. You have a guy that's 6'4". It brings a different dynamic than anything the 49ers have right now. Ayuk, terrific receiver. Debo, exceptional receiver. But who's that big guy that makes the quarterback right even when the quarterback's wrong? And also can outrun the defense. And as we saw, he returned multiple kickoff returns for touchdowns in college. He definitely possesses that 4.3 speed. And I think he plays like that on film, especially when the ball is in the air or in his hands. I like the pick. Christian Watson. Yep.
And you might need an extra starting wide receiver if Debo's playing a lot of running back. Need another receiver out there on the outside if you're going three wide and all of a sudden Debo becomes a running back, or if Debo gets hurt, or if there's any injuries. All of a sudden one injury with your pass catchers, and that's not as strong of a unit. So let's develop a guy. And Christian Watson out of North Dakota State, reuniting with his college teammate. I survived the draft last year when we ran up to pick his teammate in Trey Lance. We are going Christian Watson at pick number 52 overall. I think that's a value. And I think that's a fantastic selection. McCrary and Petrie go back to back right after that selection. So a little bit of a wait here into round three. Niners still have three picks. Alec Pierce did go around pick 70 in round number three. Dylan Parham, the guard, is off the board. And
James Cook gone. That was my guy, James Cook. Oh, he's gone.
I know a lot of folks liked Marcus Jones. We talked about him on yesterday's podcast. Went the pick right before the 49ers here. Calvin Austin is a dynamic player that I might have been interested here at 31. The wide receivers are gone, Kroc. I think that was a smart move. If you wanted to wait on a wide receiver, Calvin Austin gone. Khalil Shakir gone. John Mechie gone. David Bell gone. Although I think he's going to be available. Didn't he run a really bad 40 time? I'm not so sure about his athleticism.
Not a great 40 time. Low 4.6.
Jalen Tolbert doesn't have as good out of South Alabama, small school guy, doesn't have as good of a PR team as Christian Watson does, and his former quarterback doesn't play for the 49ers. But Jalen Tolbert's, I think, in a similar, you know, boat, sort of an underrated, tall, fast, outside player that can win on multiple levels of the field. But I'm thinking you got to go to the lines now, offensive line or edge here at pick number 93. So let's see who's on the board for the 49ers at that position. Let's go interior line, offensive tackle. Who's there?
Ooh, a lot of people like Cole Strange. Just the name.
Yeah.
The guy who can play guard and center. I don't know if we have to think about this too hard.
That's the leader in the clubhouse right now. I like Max Mitchell as well. If we're reuniting teammates, you go back to the Louisiana Raging Cajuns. He was blocking for the 49ers rookie running back a couple of years ago a little over a year ago in Elijah Mitchell. So some familiarity there. I like both offensive linemen out of Arizona State. I would go Strange first. I like Fortner as well. If you go down the list, if we did want to wait, I do think there's a really nice fit for the 49ers in Cam Jurgens. I know John Lynch himself went to the Nebraska Pro Day, and this is a player that could be available at the next selection. The 49ers don't have that fourth round pick anymore. So would he make it all the way to pick round five for the 49ers? Another opportunity to trade up, maybe? I don't know, but that would be an option a little bit later on if we wanted to go to a different position. Let's just make sure we make the right pick here and go.
Cole Strange might be the only player drafted since Terrell Owens from Tennessee Chattanooga?
I didn't even think about the T.O. Chattanooga thing. I can't think of any other Tennessee Chattanooga players since then. There had to be some. Yeah. Brian Cook out of Cincinnati.
I like Cincinnati Brian Cook. I think he fits what the 49ers want to do defensively.
He's ranked a little bit lower overall, but he's the next safety up, and he could go pretty quick. JT Woods, a lot of speed. Verone McKinley gets his hands on a lot of footballs. Smoke Monday, all-name team for this draft. Do you like any of these guys later on if we pass on safety now, Kroc?
I like Verone McKinley, playmaker. 49ers need that guy. And I think guys that are playmakers is not by accident. I mean, those guys have been making plays their entire life. So see a guy like Verone McKinley pick off six or seven passes last season, you know, playmakers make plays. He's a guy that I like. He didn't run his 40 time, so how much does the athleticism translate to the NFL? I'm curious to see that. But between McKinley and Woods, Woods is another one another playmaker.
And before we make the selection, let's see who's there at edge. We got MyJ Sanders. I don't like him as much as some people do. I'm really eyeballing Sam Williams. I think, and the 49ers pick again here in about 10 selections. They go 93, and then they go 105 to end round three. I think Sam Williams would be there. I think one of the safeties would be there. I kind of like Cole Strange here, and then press your luck with the edge guys. What do you think, Kroc?
Tyreek Smith is another guy. I mean, had my eye on him at the Senior Bowl. Thought he performed extremely well.
So we're going to press our luck, wait a little bit on the edge?
Let's wait.
And the 49ers do have five edge players that are going to make the roster if everyone stays healthy. They've got five defensive tackles if everyone's healthy and makes the roster. So it's not a huge number problem, even though I think they can add a player for sure. So I think it's resounding with our area scouts, Kroc. I feel really good about Cole Strange, who fits a lot of what the 49ers need, that guard center flexibility. And look, if Alex Mack is done after this year, you've developed yourself potentially a long-term center. If there's any injuries at guard, the 49ers are thin there. They need a body. And what if Aaron Banks just turns out to be a complete bust? Now you've got another day two player that could potentially jump in there and be that guy. So the 49ers, with pick number 93, select Cole Strange out of Chattanooga.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Pick 105. Oh, Kobe Bryant just went out of Cincinnati, the cornerback.
That would have been a nice little value pick in this range, Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm.
Carson Strong finally off the board, so all the top top quarterbacks are gone now. Wandale Robinson, good run after the catch guy, but the 49ers have already found their wide receiver in this mock draft. So let's finish up round three here. Pick number 105, a comp selection. A lot of folks out there like Sam Williams. So to me, Sam Williams is definitely the leader. 4.4 speed at 6'4", 261, coming off the edge. There's a lot. This guy's fast. I've seen him run down people from the edge. He's got athleticism. Maybe he's not into it as much mentally as a run defender. Maybe there is some character stuff with him. I don't know how bad it is. I don't have that information on hand. But as far as players and value, he would be worth it here.
Yeah, I mean, I say you go get him. Because, again, you talked about the 49ers. They have depth at the defensive end spot. But can they draft a guy that has really high upside? And maybe him, you know, eventually kind of grow into more with the depth that the 49ers have on the D-line right now. You don't need him to be an every down edge rusher. She needs you to come in on third downs and go get the quarterback, or at least develop it to that type of guy. So,
and everyone's on the last year of their deal. They're all on 1 year contracts. So they need some cost controlled talent on the edge, like legitimate talent, guys that can be a big part of the rotation going forward, even if they're not every down players.
Right. I like it.
All right. We're going to do it. We're going Sam Williams here. Defensive end, edge rusher out of Ole Miss, pick number 105 to the San Francisco 49ers. I think it's a fantastic start so far. The 49ers right now do not have a fourth round pick. When we come back, we will finish up the day three action in this 2022 mock draft simulation. You know what I would draft in the first round every time, Croc?
Receiver?
Built Bars. All day long, Croc. This is a first round snack because it is low in calorie, low in sugar, low in net carbs, yet high in protein. 17 grams of protein in most Built Bars, yet only 130 calories. And yeah, you've heard us talk about those Built Bar Puffs. The first ever, Croc, protein infused marshmallow.
The first ever Eric Crocker's favorite protein bar.
Right. Eric Crocker's first ever. His first.
I liked protein bars before, but I never had a favorite one. The Puffs, definitely my favorite from Bill.
Hey, Croc, it's the chocolate that sets it off, right? It's not this fake, waxy, brown colored looking kind of chocolate flavored tasting stuff. It's legit dark chocolate. It's awesome.
And I didn't even know it was chocolate. That's how good it is.
It's amazing. So get yourself a mixed box if you're not sure what flavor you want at built.com. There are specialty flavors coming up all the time. Go to built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. Again, that is promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Here we go. A number of selections still for the San Francisco 49ers, even though we gave up a couple to get up in round two to select Christian Watson, the dynamic playmaker on the outside. Nick says Marcus Jones time. No, he went at pick 92, just before our selection at 93. In round three.
Literally like the pick before.
The pick before. Marcus Jones off the board. 5'8 slot. Maybe he could play a little safety, a little outside corner. I think he can do a lot. I like him a lot. And he's a kick returner. But I would say with Marcus Jones, why he might not be on the board for the Niners. Size is one thing because, you know, he gets pigeonholed into the slot. And they drafted last year. They already drafted, I think, a slot player that they want to jump in there, right?
Maybe.
Maybe, and like I think they should bring in some competition, but that competition should also be able to play maybe outside. And I think Lenore could, and you would probably think a 5'10 guy would have a better shot than Marcus Jones. Maybe, I don't know. Or you want him to be able to play some safety as well, like someone like Jalen Petrie or someone like that. Yeah. And Marcus Jones can return kicks, but they went out and got Ray Armstrong. So I don't think the 49ers have those too big of a needs right now. They might not rank as high, even though it's a player I like.
Ray McLeod.
Sorry, not Ray Armstrong. They have had a Ray Armstrong in the past. They've had
linebacker.
The market on Ray Rays in San Francisco. Have you scouted Croc, Chris Paul out of Tulsa?
I have not scouted Chris Paul out of Tulsa, but I have heard a ton about the next guy right there, Noah Ellis. Now, again, another guy who I have not personally scouted, but I've heard nothing but great things about him, and that this guy is going to be a steal. For anyone that's able to get him a little bit later, there were some kind of questionable off-field kind of concerns, but the play is tremendous. I think if you're talking, what is this, day three, right?
Day three.
Fifth round. This is the time where you pick, where you get a guy like Noah Ellis. Huge guy. 49ers don't have a one tech, you know, two gapper. Not to this extent. I mean, unless Javon Kinlaw grows into that, but.
I saw the number 367 out there. 367 pounds. That's large. The 49ers one techs have been big, but not that big. They don't go to the, you know, the zero tech 350 pounders. So I'm not sure if he's a great fit for the 49ers, but an interesting name. And I'm going to go watch more of him, but I don't know if that's the right fit here. I will tell you who was a good fit for the San Francisco 49ers.
Pierre Strong.
I'm going to throw this one out there. Pierre Strong. We're talking 4.3 speed. He had more 50-yard runs, 10 of them in college football last year, than any other running back. 5'11", 207, so not great size. But, you know, he's big enough. He's bigger than Matt Breida, which would be, I think, a pretty good comparison. You know, just blazing fast. He could just hit it and go. I think he would be an awesome fit for a Kyle Shanahan offense, a big play, speedy running back. And we're getting into the point where I start to feel really good about drafting running backs. And look, the 49ers have four guys on the roster. You bring half a dozen running backs to camp, and all of a sudden, you've only got three healthy ones by the time September rolls around, right? So Pierre Strong out of South Dakota State, I think this is where he starts to become a value. Small school running back, maybe even get a steal just like they did last year in Elijah Mitchell. Yeah, so sort of a, I don't want to put the Mostert tag on him, but he's got that big play ability as Hind. Is it Hind or Hind pointed out? He's sort of, I'd put him in between Mostert and Matt Breida. He's that style of guy. So I know he would really fit. And he wasn't really used a lot in the receiving game in college. So maybe.
I think that's a lot of college backs. That's a lot of guys coming out of college, right? I don't know why they don't throw the running backs like that, but yeah, they just don't. Not to the extent of the NFL, like how the NFL utilize guys coming out the backfield.
I mean, Pierre Strong's perfect. I mean, he fits the 49ers so well. One of the top players available yet. The 49ers, though, looking at our list of needs, the 49ers still need, we've gotten an offensive lineman. We've gotten a wide receiver. We've gotten a pass rusher. The 49ers still need, though, maybe a nose, but safety is kind of the one I'm looking at. Safety, maybe even a corner, maybe someone with corner safety versatility. Your guy Cook is off the board. JT Woods.
But Woods is there.
Got some speed. Let's look at corners, because I think there are some cornerbacks that could play outside, inside versatility, potentially, for the 49ers. Kalen Barnes.
Steve
Baylor just lighting
it. Fastest corner in the draft.
Crazy. Oh, you know who might be available? Here he is, Cross.
Jalen Watson. I hear a lot of great things about Jalen Watson.
What about your guy, Demarius Mathis?
We talked about having that inside-outside capability.
Yeah.
I think that's what we might need to go with. He might be on the – but he's going to be a little bit later. So, I mean, how many picks do we have left?
Still have five picks left. We still have 3 6th rounders and then Mr. Irrelevant, the very last selection, who's going to be all listeners. Listeners get to pick Mr. Irrelevant, I think, here for us in the very last pick. But I feel pretty good about Damari Mathis looking at his rankings here, being around maybe at the next pick, but yeah. I don't know if I'd wait too much longer.
Well, if not, like I like Jalen Watson, who's there as well. So,
would you be okay, Croc, with going Pierre Strong here, the running back in the 5th round, and looking at either Woods or Damari Mathis being there in round 6 still?
Yeah. I mean, you got, you know, they might say a lot about how they feel about Trey Sermon moving forward, but.
Or maybe as much as about Jamichael Hasty and last year of his deal, restricted free agent.
Jeff Wilson.
Jeff Wilson's only on a one-year deal. Right. So that can get thin really quick. Yeah. Let's do it. Pierre Strong, let's add some more 4.3. Let's add some big playability. We're talking 10, 50-plus yard runs last year for Pierre Strong out of Pierre Strong. More like Pierre Fast Sr., right? Out of South Dakota State. Let's go. We're taking all the Dakota players right now. Let's go. Pierre Strong, round 5. Let's see. Ken says go Kobe Bryant or Zion McCollum. I was hoping McCollum would still be there. We traded away the 4th rounder, and I think that's where you would have had to get him by. So Kobe Bryant and Zion McCollum are both no longer on the
board. Off the board.
All right. Chris Paul still there. Offensive tackle from Tulsa. I've watched a little bit of him, and I've heard some great things about him. 6'4", 324 pounds. We've already gotten one offensive lineman. Should we go, you know, interior and get a tackle as well? But let's go back to that safety and cornerback position. See who's still there on the board for us. Kalen Barnes still there. Damari Mathis still there.
Yeah, we might be able to hang a little longer.
So here's the thing. This is the Denver pick, right? 187. So it's a long wait to those comp picks at the end of the round. I will say that. So it's what? Another 20, almost 30 picks away. So it's almost a full round from now until those back-to-back late comp sixth round picks.
I feel comfortable taking Mathis here then.
I like Mathis. He's super athletic. The question is.
Or Woods. Let's go Woods. And then with the next pick, we can go Mathis if he's there.
Double up on DBs.
Yeah.
I like it. And in the end, both of them can play special teams. Both of them athletic. And in the end, you get one, at least one good player most likely playing the odds.
Yeah.
All right. We're going like with Woods. Speed. Oh, a lot of speed.
Playmaker right there. Woods is a playmaker.
This is our third guy who ran 4.3s that we're drafting right now.
Yeah.
We're putting together a track.
We got a just win, baby. Al Davis, he'll be really happy with this.
He would be. Matt Rhule, who recruit. Oh, Damari Mathis, with 2 picks later, Croc.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's what happened when you press your luck.
I know.
Oh, his mom is going to be pissed at us. I hope she's not watching. Damari Mathis's mom, if you're watching right now, I paused. That was all Croc. saying no to your boy Damari.
Reggie Roberson. Interesting. I know the 49ers already drafted a receiver. We drafted Christian Watson. But Roberson was a guy who was averaging 21 yards per reception, killing it. He tore his ACL. He came back last year. That 21 yards per reception went down to 12 yards per reception. I don't know why. But he is a guy. He can fly. At least when he was healthy, he was flying. He was flying.
Here's one, Croc. Sixth round. Is it too early for a punter? The best punter in the class. Some people calling him generational. He could kick too, by the way. Matt Areza out of San Diego State. He's still on the board.
I hope the chat kills you for even bringing that up.
I think some folks might be into it. You don't want to have to re-up your 30-year-old punter next year when all right. Thad says Mr. Irrelevant should be a Reza. Okay. We'll see if he's still around in the seventh round. And if he is, we'll see if, because the Mr. Irrelevant pick is going to be all chat. It's going to be all our area scouts on that one. Ken says Robertson is that guy. CJ Wright, defensive lineman. Okay. Let's go see. Let's go see about this defensive lineman, CJ Wright. Where are we at here? All right. CJ Wright. There he is. Interior defensive lineman. Out of Georgia Southern. I like the small school guys. We've got a lot of speed and a lot of small school guys. So strapped. 6 feet, 285. That is small. That is extremely small. That is an undersized defensive lineman. 3 tech, you would have to be. I think you can wait on 6 feet, 285. Those guys don't get drafted. Best overall, Bo Melton, wide receiver. Reggie Roberson, wide receiver. Matt Areza, punter out of San Diego State. Bellinger, the tight end out of San Diego State. Jerrion Ealy, running back out of Miss. We already
drafted running back.
We're not going there. Did we go undersized defensive tackle in CJ Wright?
I think Ooh, CJ Verdell's here.
There's not a lot that's jumping out to me, Croc.
Not a lot jumping out to me at all.
LeBrian Ray.
We were hoping for the corner.
Yep.
To be here. Mathis. And he was drafted. Pushed our luck just a little too much.
EJ Perry, quarterback out of Brown. You can't bring another quarterback into this mix until Jimmy G's gone. But EJ Perry, smart quarterback. I could see him being a really nice fit on the practice squad for a year. All right.
I feel the most comfortable with Roberson. But, I mean, I don't know if you just take a flyer on a guy this late.
Kalen Barnes is no longer there. I see his name in the chat. Punter. I see a lot of folks are now talking about the punter.
Wow. You want to take him?
Should we? We got back-to-back picks here, by the way, so we got to make two selections.
All right, go ahead. Take them.
You want to take him?
Just take him. No, we'll take him with the next pick.
Yeah, I can't take him. It's too early.
Yeah.
I'm not picking. I'm not picking in the first 220 picks, okay?
Right.
So we got to decide who the other selection is going to be here.
Linebacker. We can go linebacker. I just saw a linebacker. Was at San Diego State?
San Diego State linebacker. Oh, you know what? Hold on a second. I know the 49ers did bring back tight end.
Ross Dwelly.
Ross Dwelly was re-signed. Oh, I was going to look for Derek Deese Jr., but he is off the board. Oh, man. Derek Deese Jr. is off the board. Daniel Bellinger, tight end from San Diego State. Do we go back-to-back San Diego State here? Tight end, Daniel Bellinger, 6'6", 255. Get a little bit of size in there. Your Y inline tight end. And then his teammate, Matt Areza. They can bump up during training camp. Do we there?
Two Aztecs in a row.
Let's go. We're going tight end first. We're going punter. We're drafting a punter. Sorry, Mitch Wisnowski.
Yeah.
He's gone. All right, guys. Mr. Irrelevant is all you. Leaving this one completely up. The most votes in the next. We'll see who's on the clock here. CJ Wright. I know somebody liked him in the chat. He is gone. Whoever gets the most votes in the chat in the next minute or so is going to be Mr. Irrelevant, and we will call it a day for this 2022 mock draft simulation. I wonder if there is an edge rusher. He is gone. There was a defensive end out of UAB that the 49ers have been looking at who would be an interesting selection late in the draft. He might have still been there in the sixth round, but, you know, day three type of guy. He's 6'7". Alex Wright, 6'7", 270 pounds, something like that. RDC says kicker.
We are.
We can't go punter and kicker. We can't do that.
Yeah, no way.
Oh, Hayward. Ooh, I like that. Is he still there? We already drafted a tight end, but Cam Hayward's little brother.
Someone said DeAndre Smelter.
Wait, why do I know the name DeAndre Smelter? Oh, that's
from Georgia Tech. Out of Georgia Tech.
Connor Hayward. Here he is. Cam Hayward's little brother. A try-hard guy. He's actually a fullback, not a tight end. He goes about 5'11", 230 pounds or so. Or 6 feet, 230. He is a try-hard guy. I think he's someone that everyone would love, but he is not body beautiful. He could absolutely be a backup tight end, be the guy to be on the practice squad for a while, give you some tight end reps. He played some tight end as well in college, but really an H-back style of player. He can catch the ball a little bit. He can play little special teams. He was a tailback at first at Michigan State, so he has some athleticism. I think it'd be a real nice fit for the 49ers with Mr. Irrelevant here. A little extra OW just in case Kyle Juszczyk was to go down.
Yep.
Connor Hayward. I'm seeing a lot of great names from the past. Lawrence Okoye, Glenn Coffey. Hayward. I'm seeing a lot of Hayward. I can't believe we drafted a punter, Kroc. All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Connor Hayward. The long line of his dad, Ironhead, his big brother, Cam Hayward. We're going Connor Hayward, fullback, H-back out of Michigan State as Mr. Irrelevant and the final selection in this 2022 mock draft, 7-round 49ers simulation. Let's see how PFF grades us, by the way. Actually, I'll wait. I'll put that up there for the folks to see a little bit later today. And that was fun. That was fun, Kroc. A little live draft. I appreciate all the help, by the way, in the comments.
Yeah, shout out to all the listeners in the chat. Appreciate all y'all for helping us. And Keith Reeser, Quinn Patton.
I took the lead. Keith Reeser, I took the lead in this one, Kroc. So next time, I'm going to take a back seat to you. I'm going to be the assistant GM. You are going to run things. You're going to be the point man and run our mock draft. Let me put this back up on the screen for those of you who might not have been around and seen this. This is how our draft ended up looking here. And I think it's a pretty darn good haul, to be honest with you, Kroc. I would be extremely pleased if this is what the draft ended up looking like for the 49ers here in a few weeks. Christian Watson, we traded up to get him in round two, going number 52 overall out of North Dakota State, reuniting the former North Dakota State teammates, Cole Strange, center guard out of Tennessee, Chattanooga in round three, ending round three with edge rusher Sam Williams going 6'4", 260, running a 4.5. He can chase people down on the perimeter. Pierre Strong, more speed, 4.3, running back out of South Dakota State, arch rival, I assume, I have no idea, of North Dakota State. So I don't know if that'll be a problem in the locker room with a couple of North Dakota State guys. Going with more speed, JT Woods, safety out of Baylor in round six. Daniel Bellinger, back-to-back San Diego State products. Aztecs, Daniel Bellinger, big tight end, and Matt Areza, the best punter in this draft, late in round six at 221. And then Connor Hayward, NFL bloodlines, H-back, fullback, Mr. Irrelevant, round seven, pick number 262.
I tell you what, 49ers just got faster, that's for sure.
Oh, man, a lot of speed. And let's outscore some people, Croc. I love that Christian Watson pick, and I think that might be a move because looking at who was still there at 61, a lot of the guys we'd be looking at 52, just 10 picks later, we're gone.
Yep.
Ambulance going by, so I had to mute there. Didn't want the folks to hear that. It was very loud. All right, good stuff. Thanks, everybody, for jumping in on the live chat. That is seven-round mock draft. Number one, we'll come back and do another one very soon here on Locked On 49ers, and Croc will be the GM, and I will assist him in any ways that he needs. I'll bring coffee. I'll bring beverages, whatever he needs in the war room to make that draft go. I can't imagine any better than the one we just did here today on Locked On 49ers to end the week. Appreciate you. Thanks for making us your first listen. Croc and I, back tomorrow. Don't forget to check out Locked On NFL, by the way. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and the thumbs up and tell a friend about Locked On 49ers and the Peacock and Williamson podcast. But Croc and I will be back here, Locked On 49ers, Monday.
Peace.